It's wonderful to see the children perform, isn't it?
我们非常的高兴能够看到孩子们他们的表演。
I love the scripture. It says, "Out of the mouth of infants and babes, you have ordained praise."
从圣经上说，从婴孩的口中发出赞美。
And actually, today's our sermon has to do with the child.
今天我们的信息事实上也关于一个小孩子。
Before I begin, I'd like to say a prayer. Let's pray together.
在我们开始的时候，我们一起祷告，好不好？
Father God, we want to thank you this morning.
父神，我们要感谢你。
Lord, that we can come before you to sing your praise.
我们可以一起来到你的面前，一起来赞美你。
And Father, thank you, Lord, that from young and old we can come and praise your worthy name.
无论是年老，无论是年少，我们都可以一起来赞美你的名。
Lord, you're the God who created all things.
因为你是那创造万物的神。
And even more than being our creator, you are our redeemer as well.
不单是你是我们的创造主，你更是我们的救赎主。
And Lord, so we consider it a high privilege for us to come and praise you.
因此我们在带着一个荣幸的心，我们一起来赞美你。
Father, we ask that you forgive our sins.
求主你再一次赦免我们每一个人的罪。
Cleanse our hearts.
洁净我们的心。
So that we can come before you to hear your word.
我们可以一起来到你的面前来聆听你的话语。
And Lord, as we open your word now, Lord, would you please show us again what a great blessing that you have given us in faith.
当我们打开你的话语的时候，让我们看到在信心的里面，你所要赐给我们的恩典是何等的大的。
Lord, open our hearts, Lord, so that we could learn to trust you more with all of our lives.
求主让打开我们每一个人的心，让我们一生能够更信靠你。
We thank you, we pray all these things in your precious name.
我们这样祷告，奉靠耶稣基督的名求。
Amen.
Amen.
Like I said, this sermon.Has to do with a child.
今天我们的信息是要跟这个孩子有关系的。
It has to do with a child who was very sick, and as a result, caused crisis of faith for her father.
这个孩子他病到一个地步，快要死了，因此对他的父亲呢，产生一个信心的一个危机。
And you know, this is as a father, this was brought to mind for me recently.
这个父亲呢，我最近思想这个父亲呢。
On Friday, my son Nathaniel, he was number 4, he turned 5 years old.
我的孩子 Nathaniel 这个礼拜他五岁了。
I still remember 4 years ago when he had an accident.
我当然想到四年前当他有一次有意外的时候。
My son Nathaniel, he likes to play tricks on other people.
我的孩子他有一点调皮，特别对其他的孩子。
Especially, he liked to play tricks on his sister.
特别对他的姐姐，他有时候调皮。
And especially when they're helpless, sitting on the potty.
当特别是他们上厕所的时候。
And what we like to do is when his sister's on the potty, he'd like to push the door open. One of our bathroom doors did not lock really well, so he pushed it open and played peekaboo.
他特别喜欢当他姐姐上厕所的时候，他们家有一个门呢是没有办法锁的，所以他要玩这个 peekaboo 这个游戏。
To the complete annoyance of his sisters.
他为了要惊吓他的姐姐。
And I remember one time,
about
this time 5 years ago,
五年前的时候,
one of the sisters just got fed up with him doing that.
其中有一个姐姐呢，就觉得很生气了，她一直这样做。
So he slammed the door.
所以她把门就用力地打。
But the only problem was that Nathaniel's pinky was in the hinge of the door.
然后呢，他的小指头却在这个门缝的当中。
When she slammed the door shut, she basically cut off the tip of his pinky, and so that there was the tip of his pinky was hanging down with the nail hanging on the side.
所以当他的姐姐把门用力的关起来的时候，他的小指毛的这个骨头最前面的骨头就断掉了。
And it didn't cut off the bone, but you could see the bone.You could see the bone kind of sticking out.
好像你可以看到那个骨头呢，要跑出来了。
And I just remember my wife found this and she gave a blood curdling scream. Said, "Steve!"
我太太就叫一个很大声 ，Steve.
And I saw it. You know, I threw all my kids in the van. I drove off, not to the nearest hospital, which is known for giving babies, but to Waukesha Memorial Hospital.
很快的，朱彩娜就开着车到 Waukesha 的医院去。
You know, and I was just going through red lights. I didn't care. I was just thinking the whole time, what's going to happen to my child? What's going to happen to my child? Is he going to lose his finger?
甚至当红绿灯的时候，他几乎忘记了红绿灯。他唯一所想到的说，我的孩子怎么办？我的孩子怎么办？
And then when we got to the hospital, Nancy was holding him, and she almost passed out because she was just so concerned. She was just so worried about Nathaniel.
当Nancy 到医院的时候，她几乎要崩溃了，因为她所思想的就是这个 Nathaniel 这个小孩子。
And when the doctor came to sew up his pinky, as the needle went through each layer of skin, I could feel the pain myself as a father.
当医生用那个针线这个每一个手指头的时候，都可以感觉到那个痛苦在他的心里面。
And I feel useless. I could not do anything, and I could just watch it.
在那个时候，我什么出产到什么都不能够做，只能够看着这件事情的发生。
Now this was for my son's tip of his pinky.
这只是我孩子的一个小小的指头而已。
And I freaked out.
然后我却极其的惊讶。
But here we have this morning the case of this father, whose son was about to die.
今天我们要看的这个人，他的儿子将要死去。
Perhaps he saw the fever is getting higher and higher. He couldn't open his eyes. He's sweating a lot. And every day he sees that the life of his son was slipping away.
可能他看着孩子每一天发烧不断的烧发烧，然后可能这孩子的生命有不断的一天天的就要过去。
And he was concerned about his son.
他非常的为他的孩子的。
This man was called a royal official.
这个人呢，圣经上说他是一个大臣。
And most likely, most commentaries say he was probably a servant for King Herod.
许多的圣经注解说他可能是这个希律的一个臣。
So this man was powerful, he was rich, and he has a lot of authority.
这个人可能有权力，有很多的钱。
But you know, even though he has so much money,He can do anything to help his son.
他可能有很多的钱，但是他可能愿意为了他的儿子而花尽任何的东西。
And we know about this. Money can buy your house, but can't buy your home.
我们知道钱可以买一个房子，但是却不能买一个家庭。
Money can buy you companionship, but can't buy you a friend.
钱可以买你的朋友，但是不能买友谊。
Money can buy your wife.But he cannot buy you happiness.
钱可以买一个太太，但是却不可以买一个幸福。
And this man was at the point where he realized that money can help him.
在这个时候，这个大臣他发现这个钱有限的时候。
And so when he realized that he's at the end of his rope, he heard that Jesus was in town.
或许他这个时候听到耶稣来到一个城镇的地方。
And he heard that Jesus was actually in the town of Cana.
他说耶稣来到这个迦拿的地方。
This is 18 miles away.
这个事实上呢是18里之远的地方。
And it's very close. So he got on his horse and he galloped to Jesus.
他可能骑着马就到了从加利利到了迦拿这个地方。
And we actually read here in John chapter 4.
在第四章这样说。
He says, when the 47 says, when this man heard that Jesus had come from Judea to Galilee, he went to him and asked him to come down and heal his son, for he was at the point of death.
因为这时候，因为他的儿子快要死了，所以他就从加利利赶到了迦拿的这个地方。
And so this is a picture. The picture is that he's begging Jesus.
在这个地方，他来祈求耶稣。
And actually, the verb here is actually the imperfect tense, so he has the idea that he's begging him constantly, all the time.
在原文的意思，他是继续不断的在那里向耶稣的祈求。
So you have this man, Jesus going around teaching, but this man is on his knees begging Jesus to heal his son.
可能耶稣这个时候在讲道，然后他就在耶稣的面前不断的祈求他。
But what did Jesus say to him?
然后耶稣对他说什么呢？
Jesus said to him, "He says, unless you see signs and wonders, you will." Never believe.
耶稣对他说：“若不看见神迹，你们总是不会相信的。”
Now this sounds like a very harsh statement that Jesus is giving.
我们听起来这是一个很不合理的一件事情，一句话。
This guy cares for his son.
我们看到这一个人，他想到他的儿子。
Why did Jesus give him such a harsh saying?
然后为什么好像耶稣很严厉地回答他呢？
There's one thing you have to keep in mind.
有一件事情我们必须思想的。
The you here is actually plural.
这个你事实上是一个多数的你。So
when Jesus is saying that you, unless you see signs of wonder, you will not believe. He's not only talking to that man, he's talking to all the people.
所以当耶稣说你的时候，他不单只是说给这个大臣，而是说给所有的人听的。
And the reason why Jesus is saying that is that is actually, let's look back a little bit at verses 43 to 45.
为什么耶稣这样说呢？我们事实上可以回到43节到45节的经文。
We didn't read that this morning.
今天早晨我们并没有读这一段。
Contemplating.
它事实上是连在一起的。
It says, after 2 days he departed for Galilee. For Jesus himself had testified that a prophet has no honor in his own town, hometown. Now, Jesus has just came from Samaria.
我们知道耶稣这时候刚刚从撒玛利亚回来。
In verse 42, it says that the Samaritans came to the place where they called Jesus the Savior of the world.
42节我们看到撒玛利亚人他称耶稣呢是他们的救赎主。
But that, at this point, he goes to Galilee. And the Galilee, and he says, for Jesus himself had testified in verse 44 that a prophet is without honor in his hometown.
然后在44节，耶稣他自己说，他见证说，先知在本地是没有不受人尊重的。
But look at verse 45.
但是看45节呢?
It says, so when he came to Galilee, the Galileans welcomed him, having seen all that he had done in Jerusalem at the feast, for they too had gone to the feast.
然后加利人因为看到耶稣在耶路撒冷所做的事情，他们呢就接待他。
What's going on?
我们看到怎么样呢?
If you look for 44 and 45 together, it seems like it's contradictory.
我们把44节跟45节做一个比较，好像是有一个分别不一样的事情。
They said that he's not supposed to get honor in his hometown, but yet when he came to his hometown, all of his hometown came to welcome him.
然后他本来说应该不受人尊重的，然后当他来到加利利的时候，加利人却接待了他。
What's going on?
是怎么回事呢?
What is going on is that Jesus is in fact pointing out the problem with the Galileans.
事实上耶稣在指出这加利利人事实上是有一个问题的。
The reason why they welcome him was because they saw the signs and wonders and the miracles that Jesus could do.
这些加利利人欢迎耶稣，因为他们在耶路撒冷看到耶稣所行的神迹，所以他们接待了他。
They want to welcome him. They want to see more miracles. They want to see more signs. They want to see all these power, and then they will believe in Jesus.
他们或许想看更多的神迹，更多的奇事，因此他们欢迎耶稣基督。
I mean, you can picture they're putting up a show. It's like, come on, free popcorn, free soda. Come on, Jesus, we want to see some miracles that you can perform for us.
他们可能说，来吧，耶稣，你做一些神迹给我们看吧。
And what Jesus is in fact is saying is attacking this.
然后耶稣事实上是在责备这些人的心。
Because when he went to Samaria, you know how many miracles he performed?
然后我们看到当耶稣去撒玛利亚的时候，你知道他行了什么神迹吗？
Zippo.
他没有行任何的神迹。
He just spoke the message, and people believed.
他只是对他们讲道，他们就相信。
And yet here, people will not believe unless they see miracles.
然后我们在这边看到家人，除非他们看到神迹，不然他们是不会相信的。
You know, this is the same thing true today.
这是我们今天很类似的事情。
You know, so many people, how many people have you talked to that say, you know what, unless Jesus does a miracle, I will not believe. Okay, if God wants me to believe, he has to do something.
很多时候我们说，除非耶稣做一个神迹，否则我是不会相信他的。
And so often, we become tricked. I mean, we won't believe God's word, what he says. We want to see the signs, and we want to see the wonders.
很多的时候我们不愿意相信上帝所说的，我们宁愿相信他所行的神迹。
You know, earlier this year, there was a famous healer, evangelist in Florida.
在今年年初的时候呢，有一个神医的一个传道人。
He did a lot of miracles. He performed a lot of signs. He'd say he claimed a lot of healings that he has done.
这个传道人他行了很多神医的医治的一些事情。
People were coming in. And he was asking for donations. They set up ATM machine. People were giving him a ton of money.
这个人呢，事实上他很多人都给他很多的钱。
But unfortunately, during when all these things were happening, he was divorcing his wife and he was having an affair.
然后在这些事情发生的时候，他却跟他的妻子离了婚，而他有婚外情。
And then later on, when that church group was having a soul searching, they said that they were so caught up by the miracles, by what he was doing.They were not really caring about what he was doing with his own private life.
然后那个教会呢，他们因为看到他所行的很多的神迹奇事，他们却不在乎他的这个私生活的事情。
And so it's often, so often for people to tie their faith, just to they want to see these signs and wonders before they will believe.
很多的时候，很多人他们宁愿看到神迹，而他们却忽略了他们的信心。
Please don't get me wrong. There is a place.For miracles, for signs, and the signs are to point to Jesus.
很多的时候，我们从圣经看，事实上是有神迹，神迹可以带出信心。
But these people have made the signs an end to themselves.
然后很多的时候，我们只看到那个神迹，却没有看到神。
So what Jesus is here is a strong rebuke.
然后我们在这边有一个耶稣有一个很严肃的一个责备。
But I want to show you as well that Jesus is not here just to rebuke.
然后我们知道，耶稣事实上不单只是为了要责备而已。
Jesus wants to elevate our faith to the next level.
他希望我们的信心能够提升到另外一个阶层。
He wants our faith to trust him at his word, not just having to depend completely on signs and miracles.
他要我们的信心提升，不单只是看到这些神迹奇事而已。
We see this actually in verse 48.
在四十八节这样说。
48 says, Jesus said to him, unless you see signs and wonder, you will never believe. The official said to him, sir, come down before my child dies.
49节那个大臣回答说，赶快来，趁我孩子还没有死的时候，你就下去吧。
You see, this official, he's not denying what Jesus is saying.
这个大臣他并没有否认耶稣所说的事情。
He knows what Jesus is saying is true.
他知道耶稣所说的是真实的。
He wants Jesus, he still wants Jesus to come down and heal his son.
他也希望他耶稣能够去医治他的孩子。
So this is what Jesus says.
然后耶稣对他说。
Jesus said to him, go, your son will live.
他说回去吧，你的孩子活了。
Jesus is answering the question with a yes and a no.
事实上耶稣回答好像是也好像不是。
Yes, because he promised healing.
是的，他应许他会医治他。
But no, because Jesus was not going down with him.
不，耶稣却没有要跟他一起下去。
As a matter of fact, this is actually stronger. Jesus actually says, "You can go. Your son lives."
耶稣只是单单告诉他说，你可以回去吧，你的孩子活了。
Most of the English translation said, "Will live."
很多的英文的翻译是说他将会活了。
The significance was that when Jesus, as soon as Jesus spoke these words, he says, "Your son is healed at that very moment."
然后事实上，当耶稣说这句话的时候呢，他的孩子就得了医治。
You know, I can imagine that Jesus would just say the words. There's nothing dramatic about how he said it. He just basically said, "Go your way." Your son lives.
我们可以想象，耶稣只是单单的说回去吧，你的孩子活了。
And there's absolutely no signs.
事实上没有任何的一个显示。
You see, and this is a challenging thing for that man to believe.
你知道，对于那个人，这是一个极大的一个挑战。
I mean, if Jesus said, "Go, your son lives," and all of a sudden in the background, the clouds go away and the sun shines through.
我们好像呢，想象耶稣说你回去吧，然后那个乌云就慢慢的退出，太阳就出来了。
Or say, "Go, your son lives," and all of a sudden, a thunder cracks.
或者耶稣说回去吧，然后有闪电有发生。
That would be a sign.
或许那是一个记号。
And that would be enough for that man.
或许也可以让那个人可以相信。
But Jesus gives absolutely, absolutely no sign.
然后耶稣说的时候，完完全全的没有任何的一个显示。
He's testing the man. Is he going to believe in Jesus?
他事实上在试验这个人，他是否真正的相信。
This is the same thing for us today.
对我们来讲也是一样的。
God has given us His Word.
上帝把他的话语赐给我们。
Do we believe his word?
我们相信他的话吗？
I gave this illustration before. You know, if I am told that Jesus were to come here and say, Steve, I want you to go across UWM and to evangelize everybody.
我有时候想象说，假如耶稣基督来到这个地方，跟我们说我们要去犹大变传福音给每一个人。
You know, I'll probably say, you know what, Jesus, I'm not sure I can do this.
我们可能会对耶稣说，哎呀，我可能不知道我要怎么做。
But if Jesus were to say to me, you know what, I myself will go with you across UWM.
但是假如耶稣跟我说，我会跟你一起去 UWM.
I will say, sure, let's do it now.
我会跟他讲说，好啊，我们就一起去。
But Jesus has in fact said that.And the last verse of Matthew says, Though I am with you always, even to the end of the world.
那事实上耶稣的确他说我会与你们同在直到世界的末了。
Jesus is with us, with me, but so often I doubt God's word.
很多的时候神与我们同在是借着他的话语与我们同在。
But this is where our faith needs to be challenged.
这个是我们的信心接受挑战的一个时候。
We cannot have faith that's only...Dependent on miraculous signs and wonders.
我们的信心不能够只是单单看到那个神迹奇事的发生。
First of all, we can be led astray. Evil forces can do fake miracles. They can't do true miracles, but they can do fake miracles.
事实上，很多的时候，我们的信心会带成一个假的一个神迹。
But our faith needs to be built up even more to trust.In His Word.
而事实上，我们的信心必须建立在他的话语的里面。
So how is the man going to react?
然后这个人他怎么样的反应呢？
It says that this man took Jesus at His Word.
这个人圣经上说，这个人他就信了耶稣所说的话。
And maybe when he was looking into Jesus' eyes, he saw the eyes that care, and he remembered the turning of water into wine, and he chose to believe.Jesus.
或许他看着耶稣的眼睛的时候，他想到耶稣曾经把水变成酒，所以他决定他要相信耶稣。
And that's what faith is. Faith is believing in something that you can't see. Hebrews 11:1 tells us that.
就好像希伯来所说告诉我们的信心，就是看见那个没有看见的东西。
And so that this man had absolute confidence in God.
所以我们看到这个人，他有完全对上帝话语的信心。
You know how do you know how much confidence he has?
你知道他有多大的信心吗？
Look at this. Look at verse 51
and 52. 你看51节跟52节。
He says, as he was going down, Jesus spoke to him and he left. And as he was going down, his servant met him, told him that his son was recovering.
51节说他正下去的时候，他的仆人看见他说他的儿子活了。
So he asked him the hour when he began to get better.
他就问他是什么时候见好的呢？
And they said to him, yesterday at the seventh hour, the fever left him.
他说是昨天第七个小时的时候，他的热就退了。
Capernaum and Galilee, Capernaum and Cana were 18 miles away.
我们知道加百农跟迦拿中间有18里之长的距离。
If he met Jesus at 1 o'clock,He can make it home easily by 5 o'clock.
事实上，假如他一点钟遇见耶稣的话，他应该是五点钟就可以到了。
He's a royal official. I'm sure he had a horse.
我们相信这个人他是有马的。
He could very well have gone home.
他可能很快的就可以回到家里的。
If I was that man and I heard that Jesus had healed my son, I would just ride home.Make sure he healed my son. If he didn't heal my son, I come right back and try to get Jesus to go down with me.
假如我是那个人的话，我应该很快的呢，就赶快回家看我的孩子没有好了。假如还没有好的话，我可以再回来再带耶稣去。
But this man took his time.
那这个人，我们看到他用了他的所有的时间。
He probably met with some friends. He was probably doing some business, or maybe he just stuck around to hear Jesus teach.
他可能在路上碰到什么朋友，他可能做了其他的一些事情。
He took his time.
他用他可以有的时间。
What a contrast. He galloped as fast as he could to see Jesus. But when he went back, he took the leisurely, slow pace.
他很迫切地来到耶稣的面前来祈求，然后他回去的时候，他却很轻松地回去了。
And that's because he trusts in God.
这是因为他相信上帝的话语。
So this is a question for us this morning.
这也是对我们每一个人都可以问这样的一个问题。
The faith, well, our faith has to be demonstrated. It has to be proven.
我们的信心必须是有一个实现的一个证明。
And Jesus wants to test our faith today, this morning, to see are we the kind of people that are actually going to take him at his word.
今天耶稣同样的用这样的一个故事来挑战我们是否会相信他所说的话语。
And so the man took his time, 18 miles took his time. This is the distance from Chinese church to my home.
这个距离大概就是从我们的教会到朱传道的家这么远的一个距离。
And he trusted God.
然后他却用他可以用的时间，因为他相信了神。
And third of all, God, Jesus richly reward our faith.
然后，当我们如此相信的时候，上帝却回馈我们的信心。
When he found out that his son was recovering, he says the verse 53 says that the father knew that that was the hour when Jesus had said to him, "Your son." Live, and he himself believed. And not only himself believed, but all his household.
在这个时候我们看到耶稣对他说你儿子活了,他不单自己相信,他的全家都相信。
Because Jesus didn't give him that sign, give him that wonder, his faith was strengthened a million times.
然后耶稣没有给他那个神迹的那个显像,然后他的信心呢,却增加了许多的倍。
And so this, he believed, And his wife came to him. And you can imagine his wife, and he told his wife the story. And she wants to believe. And not only she wants to believe, the servants believe. And not only the servants, and maybe if the child, if he was old enough, he believed.
我们可以想象，或许他的太太因为回来接他的时候，他相信了他先生所说的，可能他的仆人也相信了，甚至他们的儿女们也都相信。
So the point is that the whole household. Believe.
然后他们的全家都相信。
And what's really interesting is that some people believe that this household is the household of Chuza in Luke 8:3. If you have your Bible, look at Luke 8:3 real quick.
很多的时候，很多人相信这段的经文呢，可能跟路加福音第八章呢第三节呢，有一个妇女呢，她是这个苦撒的妻子约雅拿这个人。
Verse 3 talks about certain people. That follow Jesus.
这边提到有一些人，他们跟从耶稣，在路加福音第八章第三节。
It says here, and Joanna, the wife of Chuza, Herod's household manager, and Susanna, and many others were provided for Jesus and his disciples out of their means.
这边提到西律的家宰等等，还有一些妇女呢，他们呢供给耶稣跟他的门徒所需用。
The reason I think this is the household is that they mention specifically his wife.
在这个地方特别提到这个人的妻子。
And talk about his wife and him, and they were serving Herod's household.
他们提到家宰苦撒和他的妻子约亚拿，他们全家的侍奉。
And so this, you can see the faith spread in this household, and every single person in this household believed.
我们看到这个信心传染到这个全家，全家的每一个人都相信。
And so, let me just say this: Jesus wants us. To strengthen our faith.
我们看到耶稣，他希望我们的信心能够提升。
How do you strengthen your faith?
你如何能够加强你的信心呢？
There are two important lessons for us.
或许有两个功课我们可以学。
First of all, is that we need to meditate oftentimes in God's word.
第一个，我们可以来思想神的话语。
Romans 10:7 tells us that faith comes from hearing, and hearing from the word of God.
罗马书第十章告诉我们，我们的信心从神的话语而来。
And so that if you want to increase your faith, you have to increase it through God's word.
若是你要愿意加强你的信心，你必须从神的话语来着手。
And there's a really good quote I came across this from the pastor. He says, "We must immerse ourselves with the word of God, so that we become fertile soil." For faith's growth.
有一个传道人，他讲说，我们必须让上帝的话语进入在我们的心里面，因此我们的信心好像成为一个土地，然后不断的能够成长。
The Colossians 3:16 also tells us, "Let the words of Christ dwell in you richly."
在哥罗西书第三章十六节说，让上帝的话语居住在你们的心，充充满满的居住在你们的心里面。
So the first thing we need to do is that we need to spend time reading God's word.
所以第一个我们当做的呢，我们必须花时间来读神的话语。
Are you spending time in God's word?
你是否花时间在上帝的话语呢？
You know, I just think, today's society, we're so busy. We have like internet, we have our own cell phone, we have Facebook, we have all these emails, all these different distractions, which are distracting us from God's word.
在今天我们的社会里面，我们有电脑、网络，我们有 Facebook， 很多的时候在充满在我们的生活的每一个层面。
And someone says that the average college student today is busier.than the CEO 20 years ago.
很多人他们做一个统计，他说今天的大学生甚至比20年前的公司的总裁呢都还要忙碌。
You see, I mean, 20 years ago, there's no email, there's no internet, there's really no cell phone. All you have was a fax machine.
我们知道20年的时候没有这个网络，也没有这个手机唯一你有的呢可能就是 fax machine 传真机。
I mean, 20 years ago, as a college student, I didn't have to worry about any of these. I remember why I got excited was I got a 12-inch TV about this big that was color. That was the most technological advanced thing I had in my possession.
在20年前，朱传道他最先进的东西就是一个20寸的一个小电视而已。
But now we have all these things.To keep us distracted.
今天我们有很多的事情让我们的很多充满在我们的生活的当中。
So most of our faith is like a plant that's dying.
我们的信心好像一个植物，它好像在那里凋零了。
See, Jesus wants to give us blessings. He wants to show us wonderful blessings.But the problem with most of us is we don't even have the faith to believe him now.
然后上帝是因为赐给我们信心，然后我们却好像没有那个愿意。成长的一个时候
you know, just as Jesus says in a very plain voice, your son lives.
就好像耶稣单单的说，你的儿子活了。
He's still speaking to us, and sometimes in a whisper through his word today.
他今天仍然对我们说话，有的时候是小声的用他的话语对我们说话。
But most of us are not listening.
但是很多的时候，我们都却不去听他的话。
So if you want to increase your faith, the first thing you have to do.Is to read God's word.
所以，如果是你要增强你的信心，第一个很重要的，你必须要读上帝的话语。
And secondly, you need to exercise the faith that you do have.
然后，第二件事情，你必须操练你所有已经有的信心。
Faith is something that you have to build up.
信心是一个你必须不断建立的一个东西。
And so often we get caught up.By the fact that our faith is not perfect, or our faith is, we look at our faith and we see there's so many weaknesses in our faith.
很多时候我们看我们自己的信心，我们觉得我们的信心呢是有一些软弱的地方，是一些不完全的东西。
But Jesus Himself, He wants us, He tells us to exercise the faith that we do have.
然后他，我们的主耶稣他愿意我们操练我们的信心。
Actually, one of my favorite stories in the Bible is the healing of a man's son who was possessed by demons.
我们在圣经看到有一个人他的儿子呢被鬼附了。这个故事呢提醒我们每一个人。
In Mark chapter 8 tells us that this man's father was begging Jesus to heal him. And he said to Jesus, he says, if you can, you can make my son well.
在这个马可福音他告诉我们他不断地祈求耶稣，他祈求耶稣说你可以使我的孩子可以治好他。
And what did Jesus say to him? Jesus said to him, he says that if I can, all things are possible for him who believes.
然后圣经上耶稣却要讲说在人不能，在神凡事都能。
And the man said, I believe, help me with my unbelief.
然后这个人却对他说求主你帮助我加强我那个软弱的信心。
That's so beautiful. He just came to Jesus with the faith he has. He realized that he needed so much more faith. But he just turned to Jesus and he says, Jesus, please help me to get more faith.
当他来到耶稣的面前他知道他只有这样的信心然后他对耶稣说求你加强我更大的信心。
And Jesus blessed him.
然后上帝耶稣却祝福了他。
It's like yesterday.
就好像昨天。
Yesterday, I went to Chinatown to see our team play basketball.
昨天出传道去芝加哥的中国城看我们的篮球队比赛。
I got there in time for the third game.
他到那边的时候已经是第三场球赛了。
And I asked them how the first two games went.
就问他们说前两场打得怎么样了。
I said it was awful. It was awful. It was bad. No one knows what they're doing.
他们就说哎呀打得很差啊打得很差啊不知道怎么办了。
But do you know what I noticed? I noticed that the more they play together, the more they work together, they're working together as a team. They're passing really well together.
我们知道当我们这些孩子们他们越打球就好团队的精神就越来越出现了。
This was a league that you have to be 22 or under.
我们知道这个球队必须要22岁以下的。
You know, we're sending kids like 16, 17, 15, and Nathan's like 13 or 14.
我们有15岁、16岁 ，Nathan's 13岁。
All the other team were sending people 22.
其他的队都是22岁的。
And so it's like, it's not even fair when you have a 22-year-old.Guarding Nathan, a 13-year-old.
好像22岁的跟13岁的 Nathan.
When you got one basket in.
然后他也投进一球。
But, you know, as they exercise, as they work together, I just saw they were getting better and better.
然后我们看到孩子们，他们不断的打的时候，他们越来越好了。
And to the last game, which they almost won.And they should have won, but because of a technicality, they lost it.
他们到最后一场，他们应该赢的，但是因为规则的关系，他们没有赢。
But I just see this is an excellent analogy for faith.
但是呢，这对我们来讲，好像是一个信心的一个学习。
You want to grow in faith?
你知道你的信心愿意成长吗
？You want to be like this man?
你愿意像这个人一样吗
？So to Jesus' word?
你愿意接受单单的接受耶稣所说的话吗
？And when Jesus said, "Your son lives."
然后就是说你的儿子活了。
He took his time and did not go home right away.
他听到耶稣讲了，他并没有马上的回家，回到家里。
If you want that, you have to exercise it.
你必须要操练你的信心。
Trust God.
相信神。
Don't worry about the fact that you may feel like your faith is not perfect.Just use the faith that you do have.
不要觉得你的信心是一个不完全的，而事实上，你就要用你所有的信心来到神的面前。
And what pleased Jesus about this man was that he hung on to Jesus as though he was the only hope that he has.
好像这个人他来到耶稣的面前，他知道耶稣是他唯一的盼望。
And this reminded me of Peter as well. Peter himself says, you know, when all the disciples started leaving Jesus because they thought his teaching was crazy.In John chapter 6.
在约翰第六章的时候，我们看到彼得，他说很多人都离开了耶稣，因为耶稣所讲的话是很难相信的。
And so Jesus turned to Peter and says, "Are you going to go as well?"
耶稣就对彼得说，你也要走吗
？I love what Peter says.
我们看到彼得他这样的回答。
Peter says, "To whom shall we go? You have the word of eternal life."
彼得却回答耶稣说主啊你有永生之道我们还跟从谁呢
And that's the faith that Jesus wants from us.
这个是耶稣他希望我们有的信心。
I don't know about you today.
我不知道你今天怎么样。
You might be facing some darkness in your life right now.
可能在你的面前面临一个黑暗的一个事情。
You might be like this father.You have the same intense emotion that you have a son who's dying. Or it might be something, it might not be the death of your son. It might not be illness. It might be financial. It might be relationship.
对你来讲，可能你面临人生，可能或许是一个死亡的人生，或许是财务上面的问题，可能是人生的一个危机的时刻。
You might be struggling with depression.
你可能你自己有忧郁症。
And you see there's darkness, and there's absolutely no hope.
你看到前面只是一个黑暗而没有盼望。
But your darkness could be a pathway to the greatest blessing.
然后你面前的黑暗却可以成为一个光明的一个祝福的开始。
Are you going to believe him?
你愿意相信吗
？You know, I'm a man.I struggle with insomnia a lot.
主传道他常常晚上睡不太好。
You know, and one time recently, I couldn't sleep because something, I was thinking about something in ministry, and that was keeping me awake all night.
有时候晚上睡不着，就想到教会很多的事工，就更睡不着了。
And I just flipped open a magazine I was reading.
他可能打开这个杂志在那里读。
And it was talking about how to minister to someone who's demon possessed.
那个杂志里面谈到当一个人被鬼附的人怎么样帮助他。
I don't know, maybe I was demon possessed too.
我不知道，或许有。
Maybe the demon's bothering me.
可能有一些事情影响他。
But it says here, he says, how do you minister? He says, you remind that person by prayer.That Jesus has won the victory, and Satan is defeated.
然后那个杂志这样说，你要提醒那个人，耶稣已经胜过了一切。
Because Jesus has won the victory, our lives will have ultimate victory.
因为耶稣已经胜过了一切，以至于我们每一个人，我们也可以战胜、得胜我们的生活。
Romans 8:28 says this, for we know that all things.God works for the good of those who love Him, of those who have been called according to His purpose.
圣经上说，神叫万事互相效力，叫那个爱神的人得到益处，就是按着他旨意所招的人。
What you're going through may be bad, may be evil. It may not work out the way that you want it to work out.
今天你所面临的这个事情，可能是一个危险，可能是一些困难，可能是你所不希望所发生的事情。
And you may have, even if you have a child that's sick, God may not heal him.
可能当你的孩子生病，也可能耶稣不一定会医治他你的孩子。
But the promise we have is that God's going to make everything turn out for our good. Even it's for our good, for the best thing in our lives. It may not be the good that we think it is, but it is.The ultimate good for us.
然后我们相信神是叫万事互相效力，叫我们这个人可以得到那个最好最大的益处的。
So the question for us is that will we trust in Him today?
然后我们要问的问题是我们今天我们是否愿意相信他所说的。
I remember about 4 years ago.
在四年前。
You know, when most of us, we went through, as a church, we went through a lot of prayer for Michael Lin Xinghua's son, when he discovered that he had brain tumor.
在差不多五年前的时候，我们看到林兴华，我们为他的孩子 Michael 为他祷告。
You know, most of us went through a lot of tears, a lot of anguish for Michael.
那个时候，我们大家都不断的、很迫切的为 Michael 祷告。
And I remember what the doctor said.
我还记得那医生所说的。
It says that it would be a miracle if he could even eat as a normal boy.
我记得医生这样说，可能是需要有一个神迹，这个 Michael 才能够像正常的孩子一样的吃东西。
The tumor he's got has you get a brain tumor under the 5 years of age, it is deadly.
对一个五岁的孩子，他所得到的脑炎，事实上是一个致命的一个脑炎。
God has done something wonderful in his life.
然后我们看到上帝却行了一个奇妙的神迹在他的身上。
I saw him play soccer last fall.
我们才看到他在那边打足球。
He's fine.
然后他成为一个很好的孩子。
God has healed him.
上帝医治了他。
I mean, things may not always work out the same way.
但是很多时候，我们人生不一定会有同样的我们所期盼的。
But He calls us today to trust in Him.
但是他今天告诉我们，我们要相信他。
May we do so.
愿意我们都相信他。
Let's pray together.
我们一起祷告。
Lord Jesus, we thank you.
主耶稣，我们感谢你。
Thank you for the wonderful example.You given to us through this man, through this royal official this morning.
借着这个大臣的故事，你今天把那个真一个信息告诉了我们。
And Lord, we thank you, Lord, that you want our faith to grow more than we want our faith to grow.
主，你也要求我们的信心能够成长，而这个成长是超过我们所期盼的。
Lord, I pray for all of us here.
主啊，我们为在座的每一位祷告。
Lord, please give us that faith.
愿你给我们那样的一个信心。
Lord, please, Lord, so please help us, Lord, to immerse ourselves in your word.
帮助我们能够浸沐在你的话语的里面。
Forgive us, Lord.
求主赦免我们。
Lord, that the fact that we so often put your word aside, we do not read your word.
很多的时候我们并没有那么的专心的来研读你的话语。
And we wonder why our faith is dying, is dead.
很多时候我们的信心好像渐渐的死去了。
Lord, so I pray, Father, that you would cause us as a church to read your word even more, Lord, in our Bible studies, in our personal devotion, in our church service, that we will read your word even more.
就是帮助我们在我们个人的灵修，在我们的查经班，在我们的教会里面，我们愿意更多的渴慕你自己的话语。
So that your word will dwell in our hearts richly.
让你的话语能够居住充满在我们的心中。
And Lord, even more, we pray, Lord, that you would help us, Lord, to exercise the faith that we do have.
然后求主你帮助我们不断操练我们已有的这些的信心。
Lord, it is only by trusting you, by exercising that faith, that we can grow.
只不过单单的信靠你，操练我们的信心，我们就可以成长我们的信心。
Lord, we pray all these things in your precious name.
我们这样祷告，奉靠耶稣基督的名求。
Amen.
Amen.